재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Once upon a time on this planet
The greedy man and the dead body
Once upon a time on this planet, there lived a poor but greedy man who really wanted to be rich. He didn't have a job for a long time and was almost starving, but luckily he earned an opportunity to work as a teacher in another village. So he left his hometown and moved to the new village, and he found out that the school he was going to work at hadn't even been completed, and the only house he could rent was a two-story building outside the village. He was... Well, to be honest, very disappointed at first. But once he moved in, he became quite pleased with the view of the broad plains and the river outside his window. And one evening, he was standing in front of the window of his bedroom, watching the sunset. The smoke from the village chimneys raised into the sky, and as the sun set, the noise of the children playing died away, and the man was getting ready to have a spot of dinner.
But as he closed the window, he spotted a fiery, blazing gleam appearing off in the distance near the riverbank. He could have just ignored it and gone to bed or cooked some dinner, but the gleam seemed to motion for the man to come and play with it. Feeling curious, he ran to the river to see what was calling him. There, he found an old wooden coffin in the bank. The gleam was just coming out from inside the coffin, and the man thought, there must be gems. Gems, jewelry, all the riches in the world in this coffin. I'm sure there are lots of tons of gems inside this coffin. I can be the richest man in the village. And then greed awoke in his heart and made him forget that a coffin is a resting place of the dead, should be respected. He took up a large stone and started to hit the wooden coffin. It was a piece of cake for him to break an old coffin, then he would open it, feeling excited. But what he found inside was the dead body of a young boy. His face, white as snow, and the body was wrapped in hempen ropes.
Well, the greedy man was disappointed. The coffin didn't hold gems that would make him a millionaire. He kicked it. Turned to walk away, but as he left the riverbank, he heard a strange, hair-raising sound. He looked back and shouted. The corpse had raised itself into a sitting position. He couldn't believe his eyes. He thought, am I dreaming? I must be dreaming. He tried to calm himself down. He'd never heard of a dead body moving or walking, but now in front of him... This dead body was climbing out of the coffin to catch the man who had disturbed its eternal sleep. Frightened, the teacher started to run, and the dead body followed him. Fortunately, his house was not that far away. The teacher didn't look back. He ran as fast as he could, flew up the steps, locked the door of his bedroom. His hands were shaking. He couldn't breathe. Did I give him the slip? Did I escape? He wasn't sure. But there was not a sound to be heard.
So he thought that perhaps the corpse... hadn't followed him all the way to his house. He carefully opened the window and peered out. The corpse was standing in front of his house. It hit the brick wall, looked right, looked down and up. It spotted this greedy man, this greedy teacher who had been looking at it. Feeling the extreme fear that he had never faced, the teacher tried to shut the window, but the dead body bounded up with just one leap and came into the house. Now this greedy man, this greedy teacher was nearly out of his mind. He jumped out of his bedroom to go to another room, but tumbled down the stairs of the house and then passed out. As he fainted, the dead body also fell down like a broken toy. The moon was peacefully shining in the sky as if nothing had ever happened. The next day, children came to the school as usual, but the teacher, the greedy man, did not come. "Where is he?" Some asked, but no one knew where the teacher had gone, so they decided to go to the two-story building. Ah, he must be sleeping, some would say. I'm sure, said another boy.
Well, the children arrived at the teacher's house and called for him, but there was no answer. They knocked on the door, but no one came to open it. Should we just break down the door? One girl suggested. Yeah, break down the door, another boy shouted, and together they began to push and push and push and broke it down. And there, behind the door, was the teacher, lying unconscious on the ground. Well, they'd learned from their parents that if you sprinkled a little ginger on a person's face, you could wake them up, and they did just that, sprinkling ginger onto the teacher, and soon he awoke from his unconscious state. What happened? Are you okay? Shouted the students. And, well, the teacher told them what had occurred, and together they went upstairs to find the dead body. The students helped their teacher throw it away from the village, but the teacher, so shocked, so horrified, resigned from his position and left the school, and through the rest of the days of his life, he never talked about what he had seen and done in that mysterious village. Here's the Smiths.
There's a light that never goes out.